let's review again briefly what we learned yesterday. The first Mishnah says that you say Baruch Pri who eats on fruit and Baruch Pri Hadoma on vegetables. The exceptions to the rule are bread, that you say Moitzi Lechem and Oretz, and on wine you say Baruch Pri Hagofen. And so far the Mishnahs don't have the concept of Baruch Minim Zaynus. The Tosefta quoted on Laman Zaynim and Aleph introduces Baruch Minim Zaynus. And then Rabbi Shmuel will tell you when they say Baruch Minim Zaynus. So they had two members, the last two lines, and the last three lines are Lamed Vav and Beis. So one member was, you only say Baruch Minim Zaynus on Chameshus Mini Dovin. Other things you don't. Sounds like Oriz B'doichen, you don't say. On Rice, you don't say Baruch Minim Zaynus. Then they had another member, Koshi Yeshbo, the Chameshus Mini Dovin. Even if it's not Bien, even if it's Haidei Tarubis, what's the definition of Bien? What's the definition of Tarugus? And whenever you have a mixture of different things, so whichever one is in the majority, more than 50%, that's called Bien. And the one that's less than 50%, that's called Alidei Tarugus. So Rabbi Shmuel came up with a Chiddush that in all other combinations of foods, we assume whether it's blended together and you can't pick out the different particles, or it's not blended together, you have chunks, and it's all together. You're eating a vegetable soup that has knedlach in it. You have a knedlach of spaghetti and it's scattered about. You can tell which is the knedlach and which is the spaghetti, which is the vegetable soup. That's still considered tarubis. Even in your day, it's not called the tarubis because it's nicker. You can identify which is which. But here, for purposes of Birchas Hanenin, to determine which is nicker, which is a tofel, so we say even if it is nicker, that was a suffix in the Chayodim. The Mishnah Berurah says Sofik Brachas Lahakil, and it seems like it's before the Chayodim with the Mishnah Berurah. That seems to be the Magen Avraham's talking like that about the soup with knedlach in it, with spaghetti in it. So that's Hashayla. What bracha do you say? So usually, if it's any other combination of a shahakal with a hadoma, with a ha'etz and a shahakal or something, then whichever is 51% or more is considered bien. Whatever is Aidei Tarub is less than 50% is the tofel. We arbitrarily declare that the one that's the rov is the ik and the one that's the nit is the tofel. And the exception to the rule is the chameshis minedog. Kol sheyesh bo mechameshis minedog. Even though it's only an ingredient and it's not bien, means that it's less than 50%. So nonetheless, that's always considered the ik. Unless sometimes mamish a tofel. Tosis quotes the Gemara from later. If it's only ledevik biyama, then it's mamish a tofel. The Mishnah has later in the Perek that sometimes a piece of bread, a slice of bread, is mamish a tofel. If you had a maliach and it's too sharp in your mouth and you want to have a piece of bread later on, so that's mamish a tofel. So then you don't say a bracha at all. But the rule that whatever is in the roiv is the yikar, that arbitrary rule, so that rule is suspended when it comes to chameshis minidom. So the Gemara raised a kasha against Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says a tiyufta. The Gemara concludes in the middle of the Amud, tiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel tiyufta, abgifrek. They said that if you're having oirez, you don't say bar minim zaynus, you say bar pri hadom. The bracha and the tosefta, bar minim zaynus, only applies to the chameshis minim dogon. So we don't pass like them. The Gemara makes a tiyufta against them. So first the Gemara asked one kasha against Rabbi Shmuel. How can they say that in Oirez you don't say Baruch Minim Zaynus? But we have a Braisa, the Hatanya, about 10 lines from the top of Laman Zaynum. And Alf Hatanya, Edil Lepana Pastores of Pasdoich and Mevaruch Alav Tchila Vasoiv Kimaisa Kedera. Period. A short Braisa. Maisa Kedera means Witina, Farina. So just like on Witina, you say oatmeal syrup, just like you say Baruch Minim Zaynus in the beginning. And Ala Michi at the end, so Paseres V'Doichen is Baruch Minim Zaynus, and it's Ala Michi at the end. Why isn't it Hamoitzi? Paseres and Pasdoichen? No. Hamoitzi, that you have to be Chameshis Mini Dogger, that everybody agrees to that. But in order to say Baruch Minim Zaynus, it doesn't have to be, even though it's not from the Chameshis Mini Dogger, you still say Baruch Minim Zaynus. And you say Ala Michi at the end? That's what it sounds like. It says, so the Gemara gave a doichik answer. That's what Rabbeinu Yoina described. The Gemara gave a very doichik answer. The Gemara says, "Kemaisa kedera." It's like maisa kedera that you say a bracha before and after, but it's not like maisa kedera that you say the same bracha. a maisik there on oatmeal cereal or something like that. A wheat peanut farina, you say bar minim zainus on la michya. And here you say a bracha before and after with the hainu, you say bar priha adama. Before you say bar nefashas after. It's very doichik. The simple reading of the braisa is not like that. All right. But the Gemara wanted to defend Rabbi Shmuel. They're going to totally demolish Rabbi Shmuel. After you demolish him, so there's no use in defending. If wrong is wrong. But so far, the Gemara thought we can defend Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara suggests that maybe the braisa means to say that you say a bracha tchilos. Then the Gemara asked the kasha, no, but there's another braisa that says, Elohein maisa kedera. 20 lines from the top. The line begins, Vahatanya. Elohein maisa kedera. The following are considered maisa kedera. Maisa kedera is said bar minim zainus in the beginning. And Allah michi at the end. So lists off, you only say bar minim zainus on the retina if the kernels of grain were ground up. If you made it into flour, where they ground each, whether it's coarse flour or fine flour, where they ground up each kernel of grain to two particles, and it's going to be big chunks. If a kernel of grain is pretty big, or it's going to be chopped up into three particles, or four particles, or five particles, that's going to really be finer. You can probably grind up a kernel of grain to more than five particles. Probably the flour we have is more than five particles per kernel of grain. So the price only lists off chopped up into two particles, chilka, trigus, tri is three, zaris and arson, chopped up into four particles, chopped up into five particles, and you made breakfast cereal out of it, you made wheatina out of it, so that'll be bar minim zaris. If you eat kernels of grain like this, just cooked, that's bar priha adam. The special super bracha, bar minim zaris, is only if it's ground up together. And then it lists off in the braisa, oiris. If you didn't grind it up. Apparently, you didn't grind it up. If he cooked oiris, so it says that you say bari minim zainus and say alamicha. It says beferish that oiris is minya kedera, maisa kedera. Maisa kedera, we know what the bracha is. Maisa kedera, the bracha is bari minim zainus and alamicha. So what do you do with that braisa? Mars, no, that braisa goes like Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri. What does he say? Yechem ben Nuri disagrees with the Chachamim and the Akvias. The Tanoim had a machlokes, how many minim are there that constitute dogon? It's negeta lechem. What constitutes lechem? Where do you have a din deraisa? So we went through yesterday the dinim deraisa and dinim derabon that depend on lechem. So the two dinim deraisa that depend on lechem are number one, to be yotzi dechoves matzah. It has to be lechem, it has to be called lechem oni. Lechem. Number two, in order to be chayv in chalav, ahay b'cholchem ilechem ha'aretz. So those are the two dinim deraisa. What are the dinim derabbanon that depend on lechem? So the dinim derabbanon on atilus yadayim is for lechem. That's only midirabbanon. The bracha of hamotzi as opposed to bar minim zaynus. The brachas are all midirabbanon. And even if you should assume like the Pnei Yeshua that the brachas are deraisa, but the difference between the zaynus and hamotzi, that's only midirabbanon. So there it's relevant when you get the mezainis versus hamoitzi. The hamoitzi is only if it's lechem, and lechem is only from the chameshis mini dogon. That's how the brises is going to read here. That's how it said, Havi olafana pasaris pasdech, and you say mezainis. That's the simple reading over here, that you say mezainis. You don't say hamoitzi. It's pasaris pasdech. No, in order to say hamoitzi, has to be lechem from the chameshis mini dogon. And there is v'doichen is not from the chameshes mini dogon, and nonetheless he said bari minim zainus. That was a simple reading of the braisa before. The Gemara said no. They wanted to defend Rabbi Shmuel, who said that on there is v'doichen you don't say mizainus. The Gemara said no. The braisa just means say that you recite a bracha before and after, but it didn't mean to imply that you say bari minim zainus. Once you're going to reject Rabbi Shmuel, then you accept the simple reading of the braisa that if you have pasaris v'doichen, you say bari minim zainus. So why don't you say ready hamoitzi lachmer? The answer is no. The hamaitzi has to be lechem. Lechem has to be from the chameshes mini dogon. And the zainus doesn't have to be. That's the shot. So why not? Once we're going to reject Rabbi Shmuel, so what does mizainus depend on? Doesn't depend on dogon. We're not following Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri. The Gemara says himsochim. Nobody holds like Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri. The Gemara says himsochim akuf yudalin on the base. Yeah. And the Masoras Hashas, they refer you to that Gemara. When they quote Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, the Mishnah says that on Leil Pesach, you have to have Shnei Tavshim. So the Gemara has a machlokes, what is the Shnei Tavshilim all about? And the meila, another machlekes, what does it have to consist of? Do the two tafshilin have to be two pieces of flesh? Or can you have cooked vegetable, two different cooked vegetables? So one opinion in the Gemara is, that's what we assumed. The accepted opinion is that the shnei tafshilin was introduced after the Churban Abayis. One is Echel Pesach, one is Echel Chagig. The other opinion was, no, shnei tafshilin was Bizman Abayis. Shnei tafshilin is a two-course meal, is a Suda Chashuva. So it doesn't have to be two pieces of meat. And one opinion is not that the Shnei Tavshilin was only introduced by the Tanami after the Churban Abayis, Zecha LePesach, Zecha LeChagigah, and then there's a further machlokes that they both have to be flesh. So one says, yeah, the Churban Pesach is flesh and the Churban Chagigah is flesh. So you have to have both get two pieces of meat. And the accepted opinion is it doesn't have to be meat. So we have a hard-boiled egg and a piece of meat. So one of the Amoraim said, I feel a silk of arosa. Even if you have cooked beets and you have cooked rice, neither of them has to be meat. Not only do they not both have to be meat, neither has to be meat. I feel a silk of arosa. So the Gemara says that one of the Talmidim of that Amoira was Mahadar every year to Bedavka have, even though it should be a Hidr to have two pieces of meat, because one opinion is that it's Zechel HaPesach and Zechel HaGigah, so Shadavka be two pieces of meat. So this Amoira, this Talmud of this Rebbe was Mahada Bedavka had to have silk of Arosa because he loved his Rebbe so much that he always wanted to remind himself of the Rebbe Shir. So the Rebbe said in the Shir, as a Mashal, I feel the silk of Arosa. So that's it. So he always used silk of Arosa. He always used cooked beets and cooked rice. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, silk of Arosa? Cooked rice? Then you cook a pot of rice with water and you're not choshish for chametz? What about Rabbi Yechman Nuri? Gemara says, all right, lace the chosh lohadar Rabbi Yechman Nuri. No one follows Rabbi Yechman Nuri. There isn't even a midas chasidus to be machmer for Rabbi Yechman Nuri. That's why it's problematic when the minig developed in the days of the Rishonim not to eat rice on Pesach. So where did it come from? The Gemara says, lace the chosh lohadar Rabbi Yechman Nuri. No one's worried about that. That's what the Baal HaMor points out, and not Gemara. You see that there's nothing wrong with eating rice on Pesach. Baal HaMor was a Svardi. So he says, nothing wrong with eating rice on Pesach. Everybody eats rice. The Gemara says, nothing to be worried about. Okay. So the Machleg Zabiechem and Nuri Nechachamim. Abiechem and Nuri holds that Orez is a min Dogon. There aren't five minim of Dogon. Chikim, Misorim, Mekusim, Mishiboy, Lashor, Mishikim. There's six. And what does it depend on? So yesterday we discussed a little bit Yerushalmi and Challah that the Ramban quoted in Chulin. Yerushalmi says in Challah that the Tanoim didn't have a tradition on the Chameshis Minidogon. They experimented and they established, and that's it. They experimented to see what when you mix different flours, you can make potato starch, you mix it with water. You mix all kinds of things with water, all kinds of flours with water, and you're going to get something like a dough. When you bake it, let's say when you people make Pesach big cake or cookies from potato starch and water, tastes the same as regular cake and cookies, but it's not bole de chimutz. When it rises, it doesn't rise the same way as the chameshes minidog. So the Tanoim experimented all the vegetables that they had available, and they determined this is called bole de sirchan and this is called bole de chimutz. And on the Orez, they experimented, that's how Yerushalmi says, and the Adamach Lekes, how much of chimutz do you have to have that it should be considered bole de chimutz? Okay. So the Machlekes, where do you draw the line? It has a little bit of chimutz, but not as much as the Chameshis Minidogon, so that's the Machlekes. So the Abiyachim and Nuri holds, both on the level of the Reis and on the level of Rabbanim, but again, the Chiv Chalom, he holds that if you bake pas Orez, you're chayv in Chalom. There's a Chiv Chalom. And if you make matzahs from orez, the yotzei dechavasa, it's mamish bole dechimutz, and therefore it has the status of a mini dogon. And the chachamim disagree that it's not. So we pasken against Rabbi Yechman Nuri. So the two dinim on the level of the rice, what are the two dinim where it's relevant, whether it's lechem or not? It's only lechem if it's from dogon. If it's bole dechimutz, what's relevant? The relevant is when you get to chiyav challah v'hoy b'chochem lechem ha'oretz, and when you get to the mitzvah of matzah because it's called lechem ani. And what are the dinim derabbanon? So one din derabbanon is that you have to wash until the sedayim on lechem. Another din derabbanon is you say hamoitzi as opposed to bar minim zayim. That's only a din derabbanon. Third din Al pi pashtus says that you have to say birchas hamazon as opposed to ala michya. The pashtus is that min haTorah, if you would say ala michya on bread, you probably would be yotze. You probably would be yotze. The Mishnah Berurah raises an issue on this assumption. Let's have something that's a safek hamotzi, safek mezonos. Safek hamotzi, safek mezonos. So the Tosfos says you should be machma not to eat it by itself, you should eat it toch hasuda. You weren't machma to eat it toch hasuda. So what do? So you go to the hakel. So you go to the hakel, you don't have to wash until the sedai. And you say mezonos, you don't say hamotzi. And then at the end, you say ala michya. Yeah, but maybe you chayv to bench menatar. Let's say you had kedei sviya. Maybe chayv to bench menatar. So we assume menatar yeyaitz if you say ala michya also. The whole difference between ala michya and birchas hamazon is only midi rabbanon. So yesterday we saw the Tosfos thinks that it's not kirush. Machlek is Tosfos in the other Rishonim, the Rashba. On Tezainim and Aleph, the bottom Tosfos looks like a little innocent Tosfos. And on the side, they have a long ha'orah. On the Tosfos, he talks about a different issue. The main part of the Tosfos, he doesn't talk about it. On the margin, on Tezainim and Aleph. Talks about the Girsa. Tosfos obviously had a different reading in the Gemara. But the main Chiddush in Tosfos has a Meiridike Chiddush. That you're not yaitzim in Antarf, you say alamichya. You have to say davka three distinct brachas. That's a chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah raises a strong objection. How can you say that you're yaitzim in Antarf if you say alamichya? The Mishnah says on daf chofam and beis. Chofam and Aleph going over to chofam and beis, that women are chayiv in birchas hamazon. So the Gemara is not sure whether this is min haTorah or midi rabbanan. The Gemara about 25 lines from the top of Chof HaMebeis. Almost in the middle of Chof HaMebeis. Omale Ravina LeRava. The line begins with the word LeRava. Yes, Ashayla, Noshim Ibrichas HaMazin Daraisa DeRabbanan. The Mishnah says that women are obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon. Is that min derabbanan or is that min haTorah? So the Gemara is not sure. It's an Ibai Dolev Sheet. What's the difference? The Gemara gives you the difference. So why should anybody think that this should be only min derabbanan? It's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. You can't bench whenever you want. If you eat a meal, you have to bench within an hour or two soon after. If you wait till tomorrow, so you're hungry again. That doesn't make it into a mitzvah sesa shas man grama. Mitzvah sesa shas man grama means that zman is machayv here, the zman is not machayv here, the eating of the food is machayv. There's a limit how long you can bench. That's not called zman grama. That's not the Gemara Sofik, whether birchas hamazon should be labeled as a mitzvah sesa shas man grama. So what's the shorish Sofik of the Gemara? So Rashi and Tosfos have a few suggestions. So one suggestion is, there is a din that when you recite Birchas HaMazon, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us a Bris Milah. So women don't have to thank for a Bris Milah. They don't have the Bris Milah. So since the women are not mechuyev in that one part, so maybe they're not mechuyev to recite all Birchas HaMazon. Min haTorah, then maybe it's only with the Rabban. Another version is, you have to, in the middle of Birchas HaMazon, you have to thank the Rabban Shalom, Al Teroscha Shalim Adeton, for teaching us the Torah. So women are not mechuyev to learn Torah. Women are mechuyev to learn the dinim that are relevant for them. Sit and learn all day and all night. That they're not mechuyev, so maybe since they're not mechuyev in that aspect, so maybe they're not mechuyev in the whole birchas hamazon. Another version is that birchas hamazon, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are exotic pshat. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al eretz chem chaltam sarat v'achdes shamukach al haoretz hatoiv ashenasana. You have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for giving us eretz Yisrael. So the women nashim lanot l'chelik baretz. Nashim lanot l'chelik baretz. Or fourth pshat is, the Rishonim have all the different pshatim, and then you look later. Or fourth pshat is, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for giving us Malchus Beis David, and the women are not supposed to be involved in politics. It's bad enough that the men have to be involved in politics. The women are not, they're not supposed to be elected, they're not supposed to be voting maybe, whatever. Gemara has such a loshim. The Noshim have nothing to do with Malchus Beis David. So since you're not mechuyev to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for the Malchus Beis David, Mishichecha, so maybe you're not mechuyev in the whole Birchas HaMazon. So the question is, so the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, how can it say in the Shulchan Aruch, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that if you say Ala Michya after having bread, you eat him in HaTorah, the whole difference between Ala Michya and Birchas HaMazon and Midirabbanan, that if you eat bread, you have to say the long version. And if you eat cake, you say the short version. Even the short version is acceptable for bread. So the Mishnah Berurah affects Akasha, but in the short version, it does the Albrischa Shechasam to be Sereno Alteroscha Shalimadatano. Does it say Malchus Beis David? Does it say? Malchus Beis David, Allah Michel? Does it say? Does it say? I don't remember. Doesn't have? Doesn't have bris, and it doesn't have Torah. And it doesn't have Malchus, but it says Yerushalayim, Atziyam Mishkan, Kvedech, Nal Mizbachach, Val Heichalecha. Yerushalayim, but it doesn't really mention Malchus Beis David. So if the Gemara has a svara possibility, the Gemara raises a possibility to say that women are not obligated in our Torah to bench, because when you recite the benching, you have to mention Malchus Beis David. Women are not in Malchus Beis David. Or women are not in Bris Milah, women are not in Torah. So how can, so there's a svara to say that the women are not mechuyev to bench at all in our Torah. It's either all or nothing. Since they're not mechuyev to say the whole long version of the whole benching, so they don't even have to say the rest. So how can anybody say that you... How can it say in Shulchan Aruch that you yotze with Alam Yichya on the level of the Raisa for bread, you're missing Bris in Torah and Malchus Beis David? Yeah, the Eretz Yisrael. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael and you mention Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, but you don't mention Malchus Beis David, Bris, and Torah. So that's the Mishnah Berurah, has a strong kasha. The Bir Aloch, he has that kasha. How can it say in Shulchan Aruch, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that the difference between Alam Michya and Bichas HaMazon is only on the level of the Rabbanon. And at Torah, if you say Alam Michya after eating bread, you yotzei. If you have something that's a safek, hamoitzi safek mezainis, so we recommend you should eat a terchasuda. And if you can't eat a terchasuda, then we go to hakel. What do you mean lahakel? You don't have to wash until it's yadam. You say bari minim mezainis, and you say alamichya. How can you say alamichya if it's a safek if you yotze min ator? So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that you yotze alamichya min ator, you yotze with alamichya and bread. So that's a problem, okay. What are the other dinim de rabbanon where it's relevant whether something is bread? When you get to Erev Echatzeres, there's a din, when you make an Erev Echatzeres, it has to be Davke Lechem. If you're making, Erev Echumen, so it says almost all food in the world is acceptable. Jar of pickles, all kinds of food is good. Fleshig Milchig Parve, everything is good. Kemat, everything is good. If you're making Shituf and Mavuas, everything is good. And Erev Echatzeres is the machlek of satanoim, and we pass can aim arvin ala but pass only with lechem. So can you use a pas oriz to erev echatzeres? It'll be a machlek of bechem and nur in the rabbanon, and we pass can that it's no good. It's not called pas. It's not. It's only called lechem. It's only called pas if it's from the chameshes meidom. So that's what Rav Shmuel thought. That just like hamoitzi is miyucha dafke for pas from the chameshes meidom, and you don't say hamoitzi on pas. And pasar is v'doichen because it's not lechem. So he thought bar minim zayin is also miyuchad dafke for not for pas. He said bar minim zayin is on wheatina also, on oatmeal cereal also. That's never going to be pas. Even if you eat a ton of it, it's not pas above the kisten. It's mizaynus. But they thought, but Rav Shmuel thought that the bracha bar minim zayin is miyuchad dafke for chameshes minidog. So the Gemara comes out to yufta the Rav Shmuel to yufta. The Gemara rejects it. We didn't finish the brisa yet. The Gemara is going to reject it. It's going to come out. We don't pass it. So why do we say bar minim zaynus on the oiris v'doichen? So what does it depend on? And then at the end, the Gemara says that you say bar nefashim. So you don't say alamichi. Alamichi depends on chameshes mini dogo. Alaitz or priyaitz depends on the shivas amin mishenestap chabe meretz Yisrael. And alamichya, you don't say after rice. If you don't have nur, you would say alamichya. You would say hamoitzi and bichas hamazon also if you made bread out of it. So what is alamichya depends on chameshes mini dogon. And what is berim minim zaynus? Why is that different? Rishonim said because it's very filling. Rice is very filling. So that's what a lot of achrayim meant. The chassidish achrayim came up with the suggestion. There were areas in Europe where they always ate potatoes. Potatoes was a staple of life. So they said it's asafik mezainis on the potatoes. Since the potatoes were a staple of life, you've got to say mezainis. Say mezainis in the beginning of bar nefesh is the end. Others have a different tradition. They're careful not to eat potatoes unless in the middle of a meal, because it's a shayla on the brachas. What's a shayla on the bracha? Some say, yeah, shayla on the brachas. Maybe potatoes should be mezainis. In those countries, where that was the staple of life, they always ate potatoes, and maybe potatoes should become mezainis. Others raised a different objection, that on mushrooms, the Gemara is going to say later, you don't say bar pri hadama, because they don't really, they grow on the ground, but they don't get the nourishment from the ground. The Gemara says, me'avira yanki. They sit on the ground and they get the nourishment from the air. They're not really getting it from the ground, so that's why it doesn't deserve to be bar pri hadama. You say sha'akal ne'ibidvar. So some Chassidish Rebbe came up with an einfall that if you buy potatoes and you don't put it in the refrigerator, so it's going to sprout. The potatoes are going to sprout. So you see that it's growing without being attached to the ground. So it should be what done? It should be shakal. The pashtus is not going to grow a potato. If the potatoes are not in the ground, they're not going to grow potatoes. It's going to sprout. Those parts don't taste like potatoes. So, something else is going to grow there. So if you eat that something else, if not, you say shakal. Usually the balabasta cuts that off and throws it into the garbage. That's not part of the potato. So that's what, there was such a practice in certain communities, Chassidish communities in Europe. They wouldn't eat potatoes by themselves because they felt it's a suffix book. So the reasonable way to present it is, some Gedolim said, because maybe potatoes in those areas should be treated like rice. Maybe it should be buried in mezainis because it was the staple of all the meals. And others came up with I quote this from the Divrei Chaim, Chaim Sanzer, that he thought maybe it should be, maybe potatoes should be shahakal. So that's why I should eat it to a chassid. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara is making a tiyufta. We didn't get to the tiyufta yet. So nachamal. So the Gemara says, "Hi, bohatanya, you have a beferish brisa that says that if you made wheatina, oatmeal cereal, from ground up kernels of grain, from flour, or if you have oiris, so it says it's maisa gedera. Maisa gedera is bar min mezainis, then alam michya tiyeh. So it does not contradict Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara says no. Maybe that brisa goes like Rabbi Yechemen Nuri. He holds that it's mamish min dogon. Why does Rabbi Yechemen Nuri only mention oiris? He doesn't mention oiris vidoichen. He only mentions oiris. So this, the some rishonim raise a possibility that maybe Rabbi Yechemen Nuri is only convinced about oiris. Dochen is not so convinced. Yeah, but that's Rabbi Yechem Anuri. So often that's irrelevant. We don't pass like Rabbi Yechem Anuri anyway. So now the Rishonim say, no. Maybe even, we're going to come to the Maskana Tiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta. We're going to have a brisa that's beferish against Rabbi Shmuel. That even though we don't accept Rabbi Yechem Anuri's opinion, still you say, Barim Minim Zainis Anuris, but maybe it's only Anuris, not on Dochen. Just like Rabbi Yechem Anuri perhaps seems to distinguish between oiriz and doichen, and he only says that oiriz is a mindogon, not doichen. Doichen is a suffix. So the way we pass in halacha that oiriz is not a mindogon, but nonetheless he said borim minim zaynis on it. So maybe that's only oiriz and not doichen. That's a machloikas. So Tesis writes tiyufta the Rabbi Shmuel that they said on oiriz he say bar pri adomo. So Tesis says only a tiyufta ba oiriz. Avala doichen lo have a tiyufta. Be'ef shidav hilchus al kavasayu. Maybe only, just like within Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, he seems to distinguish between Oirez and Doichen. That Oirez is closer to Dogon than Doichen is. Each one of the different grains has a different percentage of gluten in it. And the gluten is what's maybe L'dei Chimutz. So the Oirez was a Machlokes. That's borderline Machlokes. Doichen apparently is less gluten. So just like within Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, the Rabbi Rishonim say he distinguishes between Oriz and Doichen, so too within the Psak Halacha, the like Rabbi Yechem ben Nuri, Tosfos and the Rabbi Yonah quotes a Machlokes Hagoyim about this, say there may be a distinction. So now it's relevant to Halacha, so which is Oriz and which is Doichen? That's what Tosfos had the two versions, whether Oriz is millet and Doichen is rice, or Oriz is rice and Doichen is millet. So that's the shadow, do you really say mezainis on rice or not? So if you put together the two tesis and it's a suffix, you're only going to say bar min mizaynus on oriz, and they're not sure whether oriz is rice or oriz is not rice. So that's a shali. Ask any Puerto Rican in the street, ask any Arab in the street, they'll tell you that oriz is rice. So it's still a suffix. Do we have the right to paskin halacha based on the nemanas of the Arabs and the local Svardim? Or not? Yeah, it's printed in all the dictionaries. It's not a shayla in the mamas. Yeah. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik had this. When the Radzina Rebbe came up with his discovery of the Tzelos, so the many Rabbanim were all excited about it, and they started using the Tzelos, and many were opposed. The one who was opposed was the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi, there are two versions of why he was opposed. So in the Sefer printed by the Radzina Rebbe, printed three Svarim. Each Sefer has a different name, and now they print them all together. It's called Shlosh and Sifri HaTzelos. So in the second book, he has a collection of letters. What were the reactions of all the different Rabbanim of his generation to his suggestion that this is the Tzelos? And then he defends his those who disagreed with him. Some agreed with him, and those who disagreed, so he defends his position. So he has among the various letters, he has a letter that was sent by... He doesn't tell you what the person's name is. He prints a letter that was sent by someone who was close to the Beis HaLevi, and he's telling over what the Beis HaLevi's objection was to the Tzelos. So he says, what do you mean? The Radzina Rebbe went to Italy to see a big aquarium, and he was trying to figure out which fish in the Mediterranean has this dye that makes the Tzelos. So he came to the conclusion that it's a squid fish that shoots out the black dye. So the Beis HaLevi said, how can it be? Our forefathers knew, they all knew about the squid fish, they all knew that it spits out the black stuff, and they never made Tzelos out of that stuff. So it's as if we have a tradition that it's wrong, we have a masur that it's wrong. The squid fish was known to our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. They knew all about it, and they never used it for Tzelos, so we have a masur that you're wrong. If you come up with a different kind of fish, and you'll explain to me why it got lost, for the historical kasha. Why did it get lost for 1,000 years? Not for 1,000 years, 500, 600 years. So he says, I'll be happy to wear chalas. But you tell me the squid fish. We have a masor that the squid fish is not the chalas. That's the way it says in the letter that the Radzina Rebbe printed. He says he got this letter from a mekurev of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi's descendants, the Soloveitchik family, they have a different version of what the Beis HaLevi said. They say that he said differently, that since we've lost the Masora on what the Chalazan is, even if you're right, you're not right. Even if you're right historically and archaeologically, you'll prove to us that that this is what the Tanoim used to use to dye the tzitzis with. Since we've lost the Masora, we don't know what Tzelos is. We don't know what Chalos is. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, the same over here. So it's not going to help that we know that all the Arabs and all the Puerto Ricans, everybody calls rice arroz. It's not going to help. If the Rabbanim lost the Masora, so the Masora is lost, so we don't know what whoever is, black tasofik. So we don't know. So you can't be sure if you're going to say bar min mizaynus on the rice, you can't be sure that you're doing right. It's a black tasofik. 2 days in Tosfos. Yeah. So remember when he said this for the Balabatim, so that in the yeshiva, the students wouldn't argue with him. He used to give a shiur for the Balabatim, so they would sometimes argue with him. So he said, what do you mean? So they started quoting Gemaras, that the Gemara says, Rabba Barba Chonin Baba Basra was traveling in the desert. And an Arab, Ahu Tayyat, an Arab was going to show him all the Mesa Midbar and this and that and the other thing. So the Gemara says he was going to show him the Mesa Midbar, and he said he wasn't interested, he didn't pay attention to everything there. So the Gemara says, what a fool he was. The Gemara says, Rabba Barba Chonin is a tippish. He should have looked, he should have seen how many strings they had on the tzitzis, whether they had three strings folded over to make six, four strings folded over to make eight. Machlek is basilim b'shamay. So it should have looked. So what could it help if you lost the masaira? So you can't reconstruct based on archaeology. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, no, Ahutai was a Talmud Chacham. Ahutai was an Arab. But he said, no, there's a Zohar where it says Ahutai, and Ahutai is Eliyahu Hanavi or something. A Gemara like that, Ahutai is Eliyahu Hanavi. Gemara in Brachas later on. They kept on asking him different kashas. How can it be? Of course he can reconstruct. He said no. Or the Gemara says, Amachlekes Hatanai, whether the tzitz is supposed to be Kodesh Lashem on one line or on two lines. So one of the Tanaim says, what do you mean? I saw it in Rome. He was in Rome, and he saw the tzitz, and it's all in one line. So what kind of a proof is that? If you say archaeology doesn't mean anything. If the Masorah was lost, whether it's one line or two lines, we don't know. I don't know. So Rav Soloveitchik was far offering all the kashas.
Is that Gemara with Rav Avachan show like the Shittas are going and that the Machlokas is based on Shikta? And you just have to look back to see what they had in the previous generations?
That's what it sounds like. At least that Machlokas. Like maybe not every Machlokas, like but it sounds
right,
like this
from
one.
The fact that they were upset at Rav Avachan shows that it was just they lost.
That's what it sounds like. So this is a question. They printed a letter from Rabbi Yashiv. He was asked about the two versions of what the Beis HaLevi said. So he thought that the family's version did not make sense. He likes better the way it's printed in the Radzina Rebbe Sefer. That the Beis HaLevi argued the fact that the squid fish was known to our grandparents. They knew that it spits out the black dye, and they never used it. So that's if we have a masor that the squid fish is not the chalos. Not that he said we lost the masar. We have a masar fakir, but not that you can't reconstruct a din based on archaeology. Why not? Why can't you reconstruct? In Shulchan Aruch, they have a whole discussion about Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. So they quote that they found Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam in the Kever Yecheskel Hanavi. So it does not show in the days of Yecheskel Hanavi they were wearing Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. So the others respond, no, maybe they were puzzled, that's why they buried them. They were puzzled at Tfilin, so they put it in Gneza, they put it in the Shem, so they buried it. So no one says you just disregard archaeology, or they found the mikvahs that don't correspond to Memso according to the Chazon Ish. So the question is, whose mikvah was it? Maybe it was from the Karoyim, maybe it was from the Isiyim. Who says it was from the Rabban? Who said it had the approval of the Tanaim? Okay. But just to say that we disregard archaeology, you don't learn anything from archaeology. That's a question. That's Rav Soloveitchik kept thought. That archaeology doesn't play a role at all in reconstructing what the halacha was.
Based on Ramban, and you would track is that Ramban should have taken what the Sabbath day much would have. So should we say, don't we have the assertion from the Ramban that if we have a Sabbath, we should go use science to figure it out?
Experimentation. Yeah, I don't know. Why shouldn't archaeology be a good proof?
Well,
Ramban is talking about experimenting to see under your eyes. See, it's not real experimentation. It's archaeological proof. Sometimes archaeology doesn't prove anything. Maybe there was a puzzle in mikveh. Maybe it was a puzzle in tzitz. Okay? So that's debatable. The Ramban paskin is that you write the tzitz in two lines. Kodesh Lashem, two lines. The Kesh Mishnah is how can the Ramban paskin against archaeology? If they found the tzitz in Rome, so it's in one line, so how can he disagree? So the Kesh Mishnah says they must have had a different tzitz for every kind of gold that has to fit on his forehead. So they found one tzitz that was written in one line, so it's still room to argue. The other Tanaim hold that was made Shalekidin. They hold it's supposed to be in two lines. The Ramban paskin is supposed to be in two lines, not in one line. Yes, it's a very difficult. I think that Rabbi Yashiv is right. I don't understand this. What do you mean? What do you mean? You have to have a masor to say what chelos is. And if you find it in the Gosha dictionary, if they found that one nochri sent a matona to another nochri, I think he was engaged and he sent to his girlfriend, he sent to his kamasan, so he sent a container full of chelos. die. And the tchelas die corresponds to what they use today. So a goy sent that in the letter. So that's not a good proof that that's tchelas. That's what the goy called tchelas. It's not an acceptable proof. I don't know. Anyway, that's the issue here. That's one of the issues. Nahama. So what is the Gemara? Again, so the Gemara quotes this braisa. The Gemara is discussing whether Rabbi Shmuel are right. Do you say Bari Minim Zaynus only on Chameshis Mini Dogon? Or can you say Bari Minim Zaynus even on Oiris? The Gemara says the Beferish of braisa. The braisa says Elohein Maisik Deira Oiris. It says it's Oiris is Maisik Deira. You say Bari Minim Zaynus Ala Michio. The Gemara says, no, that goes like Rabbi Yechim and Nuri. Sure. But according to Rabbanan, not Rabbanan, I will have Tanya, and then he quoted the Tosefta, and that's Tiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta. That's going to be the Tiyufta against him. So what does the Tosefta say? Let's go. Akaisa says Achito, Mavorach Allah Bar Prihadom. The special bracha, they say Bar Minim Zainas, was only instituted if it's a Shtani Lemal Yusa, if it's something better than it was originally. But it's just plain. Chitim, not only koisis is achita raw, even if you cooked it, but you didn't chop it up, you didn't grind it up into flour, so then it's only going to be bar pri adam. What if tchonav afor? What if you ground it up and you made flour out of it? And then you made the bread out of it, you made it into hamoitzi, and then a bishla, then you cooked it, so does it still have the bracha of hamoitzi, or is it lowered down to the level of bar minim zaynes? So then the Tosefta says it depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Zman shaprus is kayamis betchilu mevarach ala amoitzi v'besoyf mevarach ala gimel brachas birchas hamos. En aprus is kayamis then betchilu mevarach ala bar minim zaynes v'besoyf mevarach ala ala michya. Fine. Why is that? Because chitim is from the chameshes mini dogan. So sometimes it's amoitzi with birchas hamos and sometimes bar minim zaynes with ala michya. What if it's akaisis es ha'oires? What if it's oires? So if you're just chewing oires raw, you say bar pri adoma. What if tchonav afoy or bishloy? So we should say again, if prus is kayom, then it's hamoitzi in birchas hamoitzi. Ein prus kayom should be bar minim. It says no. Afal pisha prus is kayom, it's betchilim avaruch ala bar minim. Zain is the sub avaruch alav ala michya. So the Gemara says, Mani, whose opinion is it? On the third wide line, on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara asks Mani, whose opinion is this Tosefta found? E lema, if you should say, it's following the view of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, the Omer, or is Mendogan, who says, should sometimes be Hamoitzi, Hamoitzi Lech Menoitz, Vishalash Bochas by Bruchi, should be the same as Chita, that if Prus is Kayamas, is Hamoitzi, and Birch is Hamas, and Ena Prus is Kayamas. So you see from the Brisa that you never say, Hamoitzi and Bichas Hamazin on the Oiris, Elalab Rabbanani. See that the price is going like the Rabbana. And despite the fact that Oiris is clearly not from the Chameshis Mine Dogon, you still say Bari Mine Mizainis and Ala Michya. So that's it, the Gemara says, Tiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta. See that we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, that you say Bari Mine Mizainis. So yesterday, I said over incorrectly this Tosefta. It's black and white on the Yom. I think I said that if you make bread out of rice, so the bracha shahaka. So the braisa says beferish not. So if you make bread out of rice, it's bar minim zaynus. It was always bar minim zaynus. Never going to be hamoitzi. According to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, it'll be hamoitzi and it'll be birchas hamazon. According to the way we pass, it'll never be hamoitzi. It'll always be bar minim zaynus. And the way it says so far, it says it's going to be ala michya. Then the Gemara is going to cross that out. The Gemara is going to correct that. Utani, Gabiyor is a little surf in Baruch Allah Balai Klum. 10 lines from the top, before the two dots. So the Gemara is going to say that there's a misprint in the Tosefta can be. Even though we say that Tiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel, that on Oiris you do say Bar Minim Zaynis, but you don't say ala michya tia. Ala michya is only reserved for the Chameshis Mini Dogon. So we pass the Oiris is not from the Minei Dogon, so you never say Amoitzi, you never say Bichas Hamazon, so you never say Ala Micha. The only exception to the rule is Bari Minim Zaynus, because it's very filling, so that's why you say Bari Minim Zaynus. But I said over incorrectly, I said over yesterday, the Rabbi Yehuda quotes, if you make, let's say, you take potato starch, so if you eat potatoes, you say Bari Pri HaAdamah. If you make potato soup, you say bar pi adam, even if you strain out all the potatoes. So what happens if you take potato starch and you make a cake out of it on Pesach? And it's very filling. So you should also say bar pi adam. So that's what he says, no, and Shulchan Aruch says no. If you make cake out of potato starch, it's shahakol. Shahakol cake. So why is that shahakol cake? So that's what he breaks his head. To try to understand why. Why isn't that ishtani limal yusa? Why do you consider that what is it? Ishtani ligri yusa? No, he made cake out of it. But why is that ishtani ligri yusa? Before it would have been potatoes. Now he made cake. So isn't cake something fancy? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda, he works hard to explain why on potato starch, on Pesach big cake, or on other kinds of cakes, it'll be shahakol. But if it's going to be rice cake, then the Gemara said beferish. If you made even a prusas kayamis, whether prusas kayamis or not prusas kayamis, the bracha is always going to be barim min mezenis. Okay, it's going to be barim min mezenis. It's going to be barim nefashis at the end. That's the Gemara's conclusion. The Gemara says, "Ela pshita rabbani hochi kasher rabbani rabbani leolam rabbani tini gab yerzik b'saf enim baruch alav aloy klum." What do you mean enim baruch alav aloy klum? What kind of a lashon does that mean? He say bar nefashos. What kind of a lashon enim baruch alav aloy klum? Say Rashi writes over here on Amud Aleph, on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph dibra maskav aloy klum. Gemara had the lashon on Amud Aleph also. Rashi writes kloimer. Kloimer means it's not true. You don't say a bracha. Klaimer. What the Gemara meant to say was, whenever Rashi says klaimer, he realizes that's not the literal translation of the words. He says, what the Gemara meant to say was, you have a svarim written by Achrayim on every klaimer in Rashi. Every time Rashi says klaimer, what's the simple reading that he's trying to explain is incorrect. Here it's very obvious why. Ein baruch al v'loi klum sounds like no bracha achrayim at all. So Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. You don't say one of the fancy super brachas achrayim. You don't say birchas hamazon. You don't say mayein sholosh. What do you say? Bar nefashos, a plain bracha achrayim, bar nefashos. That's what it means. V'loi klum klum. Ein atol mi birchas peiros eretz yisrael v'loi klum. You don't say one of the special brachas. The Chumash has the pasuk, eretz chit asar of gevin and tein agrim, and eretz yeh shem and advash, eretz yeh shalavim miskenus tochal balechem, so the Gemara has the next Gemara has a machlekes atanoim, a machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that you have to recite Birchas Hamazon on all the Shivas Aminim. That's how it reads in the pasuk. Eretz Chit Tzar Gevin and Tainim Reim and Eretz Shemin and Dvosh. Vechalta Vesavata Virachta Hashem Alakecha goes on all the Shivas Aminim. You have to say Birchas Hamazon on everything. So we don't accept his opinion. We paskin Eretz Hifsek Leinyan. Because the second pasuk says, Eretz HaShalev Miskenes Tachal Bo Lechem Echalta V'Savata V'Rachta. So we assume that Echalta V'Savata V'Rachta only goes on the second half. Eretz HaShalev Miskenes Tachal Bo Lechem only if you're eating Lechem. If you're eating what's in the first pasuk, Eretz Chit Tzor Gevin and Tainu Rimon, then the pashtus is that there's no Bracha Achrayna at all. And the bracha achrayne after the Shivas Aminim is only the Rabbanah. That's the simple pshat. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes that that's a machlekes harishen, Rishad and Rishen. Some Rishonim hold no. Echalta b'savata v'rachta goes back on both. Goes back on lechem, and on lechem you have to say the full birchas hamazon. Then it goes back also on the Shivas Aminim. You have to say an abridged form. What do you mean an abridged form? If you say yoytzim in atoyru with alam yichyan lechem. So it means if you hold like that thesis, if you hold like the thesis on Daf Tezayin, that you're not Yetzim in HaTorah if you say Alamichya on bread, so then you can say that there are two levels in the reading of the Pasuk. Eretz Chitu Sarah Gevin Tenim Rimen and Eretz Hashem Edo Shibas Aminim. Eretz Hashem is going to Tachal Bo Lechem. Then it's a Vechalta B'Svata Virachto. So there's a semicolon in between the first clause and the second clause. Eretz Hashem is going to Tachal Bo Lechem. Eretz Hifsekunyan, there's a semicolon there. It's not one long comma, comma, comma. It's not one long pasuk. Two parts to the pasuk. So the Echalta B'Svata V'Rachta goes back the Iker on Lechem. You have to recite the long form of Birchas Hamazon, and then you're obligated by the Torah to recite a shorter form on the Shivas Aminim. Yeah, it's Nitan Le'Yomer if you hold like that thesis on the Zayin, that if you say the short form on Lechem, you're not Yotzei, So then you can say there are two dinim here min haTorah. You have to say a long form on lechem and short form. If you all like the Rashba, all the way it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you say ala michya on bread, you yoytze b'diyeved. So what do you mean min haTorah? There's a long form and a short form, and on lechem you got to say the long form, and on shibas aminim min haTorah you mukhif to say brach achrayna. But the short form, what do you mean short form is good min haTorah? And the lechem also. L'chari, you can't hold from these both together. There's a steer in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this suffix, where the Shivas Aminim, where the Bracha Achrayna and Shivas Aminim is the Raisa the Rambam. It's not a guy has an olive, he has three olives. There's no Kedei Sviya there. So even if he would have had bread, if someone's in a concentration camp and he eats a little bread, so he's still starving. So you're not mechuyif to recite Birchas HaMazon and Atah. We pass from Birchas HaMazon, the Raisa is only if you had Kedei Sviya. Other Tanoim hold if you have Kezayis, Montana house. You have kibbetz, and we paskin kazai kibbetz is only the rabbanan. We paskin is only the raisa if you have kadei svin. So the rishonim will say that it's the raisa to recite me'ein shalosh, the abridged form. If you had shivas aminim, what do you mean shivas aminim? It means the guy ate a ton of grapes. He ate so many grapes, olives, whatever, olives, pomegranates. He ate so many of these pears that he had kadei svin. Or he drank so much wine that he's not hungry. But it just has a cup of wine, that's not Kedei Sviya. So no one's going to say that that's their Raisa. The Machlekes HaRishonim is if he had Kedei Sviya from the Shivas Amin. So this is a problem. How can the Shulchan Aruch quote both of these? Shulchan Aruch writes that if you have something that's a Sofik HaMaitzi, Sofik Mezainis, they should eat a Terech HaSuda. They won't have a Sofik. And if you don't eat a Terech HaSuda, so we go Lahakil on all three. So you don't have to wash and you say Mezainis, you don't say HaMaitzi. And you say ala michya. How can you say ala michya? But if he ate kedei sviya from this stuff, so maybe he has to bench. So you're assuming that you yotze benching the raisa with ala michya. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes that it's a suffix whether me'ein sholosh is the raisa the rabbanon and shivas amin. What do you mean? But the Gemara says, Heretziv Sikwini, there has to be a difference between Lechem and the other Shivas Amin. So the difference is going to be that on Lechem you have to have Gimel Brachas, like Taisa says. And the Shivas Aminim, a Mayen Sholosh is good enough. So how can the Mechaba hold that the Minator Ala Michya is good on bread?
So the Gemara says that he was Lachem Sholosh and Lachem
Rabbi Gamliel was fired because he insisted that everybody has to follow his sheep. So here, Tosis explains the story over here. The din is ein mizamnim ala peres. When you bench mezumen, bizman agamar. When you bench mezumen, only the mizamen, only one person says the brachas, and the others listen and they say amen. You're not supposed to have everybody say the brach. So that din, that one person says the brachas and the others say amen, the yoytze, that's only on bread. Ein mizamnim ala peres. You don't bench mezumen on any other food. Any other food that you eat, you got to say your own brach achrayim. There's no din. The din of Shemei Kohen doesn't apply. Min haTorah Shemei Kohen applies by everything. We hear the Shofar, we yotze with Shemei Kohen. We hear Parsha Zachar, we yotze with Shemei Kohen. We hear Kiddush and Abdullah. You hear benching. You hear Kriya Shema. You can be yotze with Shemei Kohen. Mikra Megillah. Shemei Kohen works across the board on everything. So the Yerushalmi, the Ran, in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes the Yerushalmi, that there are three cases where we don't allow Shemei Kohen midirabbanan. We don't allow it. The only one says midirabbanan, we don't allow. The three cases are davening. If you have a problem, you need a shidduch, you need a parnasa, you need a spot in graduate school, or you have an exam and you're nervous, so be mispalo yourself. Why should you listen Shemei Kohen to someone else? Pray on your own. Ask on your own. So the Gemara says Kriya Shema is an exception to the rule. Kabbalah Samach Shema. I'll sit back and the Chazan will say Kriya Shema out loud. And I'll shake my head. I'll be yotze mit shemeka. Yerushalmi says that's not right. It's a svarit that by kabbalas amach shema and kriya shema and by tefillah, by davening, and by eating food. Are you eating the food or yes, the other guy to eat the food for you? You're eating the food yourself. So if you're eating the food yourself, so the acharetz dictates you should say your own broch. You shouldn't rely on Shemei Kaina on the brachas. Aye, but we have an exception to the rule. You bench mezumen, or one person says I'm yotze and everybody else says yotze. So the Mishnah says later, one person says I'm yotze and everybody else says yotze. It's only if hesebu echad mevarach lekulam. If it's lo hesebu, then the Mishnah says kol echad liyechad mevarach liatzmo. Everybody has to say his own bracha. Only if they're eating the hesebu, then it's a special din. That the whole chabura is only obligated to offer one hamoitzi. If you're eating, let's say on Shabbos, usually everybody eats together. Says one person says hamoitzi, and everybody's yotze with his hamoitzi. So that's the Mishnah says that's only if hesebu. If they're eating the hesebu, Bizman Hazetai says we don't eat the hesebu on Pesach night. It's so uncomfortable we eat the hesebu. But all year long we don't eat the hesebu. So how do we have one person moitzi and the others? So Taisa says it's okay. Yeshiva didan. As long as everybody's sitting around the same table, that's the equivalent of hesedah. Sometimes you have a person says hamoitzi, the father has and says hamoitzi, after people are standing, but they're still in the kitchen. They're not sitting down around the table. So then it says that it's no good. You have to have dafke hesedah, or yeshiva didan, if everybody's sitting around the same table. So what does it help? There is a din that you don't allow shemea ka'ina by birchas hanen. But this is not Shemei Kaina. Here the part is that Hesebu Echem Mevarach Lekulam, the whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Birchas HaMoitzi. And then when you bench Mezumen, also Hesebu, also if they ate Shlosh Shoch Lukachas, if it wasn't Shlosh Shoch Lukachas, that's the name of the Perik, the seventh Perik. If it wouldn't be Shlosh Shoch Lukachas, then you can't have one person bench and the Moitzi everybody else. So the din is, yeah, that's the Mishnah. The last two lines are Mem Beis Amar Aleph. Oh, you Yoshvim, Kol Echad V'Yechad Mevarach Liatzmo. If they have guests, everybody's sitting around the table. They didn't do the Hasebi yet. That's Bizmanad Mishnah that they used to eat the Hasebi. Then Kol Echad V'Yechad Mevarach Liatzmo, because you don't say Shemei Koinan Abichas Anen. Hasebu Echad Mevarach Lekulam. So Tosis writes on that Mishnah. The bottom Tosis writes on Mem Beis Amar Aleph. Ba'onu Ein Lanu Hasebi. Ela pas bolvad pas mahana fil beloy sebe davke de dush ayach le sebe shiva shalanu have ki kvir slanu ki sebe de tu. That's the Mishnah with the Tosis. So that's when you get to hamoitzi, you don't say shemei koin an hamoitzi. You misham the garf in this Mishnah. You don't say shemei koin an hamoitzi unless a sebe. Then it's not a part of shemei koin. It's not that my bracha is considered as if all the 10 people at the table said the bracha. All the 10 people constitute one chabura. We're all yotze with one bracha. Take for example, there's a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person says hamoitzi, and he talks in between the bracha of hamoitzi and the first bit of food that he eats. So the din is he has to repeat the bracha. What if he swallows the first bit of bread and then he talks? And then there's no din of hefsek. So let's say I say hamoitzi, and there are 10 guests around the table. And I take a bit of bread, and before the guests get a chance to swallow some bread, they start a whole conversation. So the Ramah says, Pilek Loi. The Ramah says that since I swallowed a little bit of bread, so even though they're talking, it's okay. What do you mean? If it were based on Shemei Kaina, so it's considered as if all 11 people said Amoitzi. So all 11 people say Amoitzi. If they're talking between Amoitzi and the first bit of bread, so it's a hepsik, so they have to repeat Amoitzi. So the Ramah said, Ashayla, whether we should paskan like the Ramah, but that's what the Ramah says, that since the Mavarech swallowed a little bit of bread and the others are talking, that's okay. So you see, it's not a normal din, it's not a regular din of Shemei Kaina. That's considered as if everybody said Amoitzi. Shemei Kaina doesn't apply to Birchas Hanen, and Shemei Kaina doesn't apply to Birchas Hanbaz and the Bracha Shadachara either. So that's a special din, Shlosh Shoch Lukachas. If three people ate together, then they bench mezumen, and mezumen bezmana tanoim, bezmana gemara, man, one person says the whole benching, and the others are yotze, not with shemei kaina. The others are yotze, the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one benching. The whole nature of the benching is different. Instead of being a yochid offering the birchas hamazon, if you have three people, it's not each one of them the same birchas hamazon. The whole chabur is offering one birchas hamazon. Sounds like on the level of the Raisa there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, the Gemara says one can be mitzi the other. You don't have to. It's a different kind of birchas hanen. Different kind. The Gemara has a separate pasuk. The Slach talks about that. Why does the Gemara need a separate pasuk? That you said bracha on reyach, kol neshama tahaluka haluka, kol neshima, on smelling. Why isn't it included in the Gemara? The first daf of ketzim bracha. Nasul hanes meral mazeb le bracha. So he says, you see from that Gemara that it's a separate takon. It's not part of the birchas hanen. Why? So he says maybe because kol marverech emei mishum meila, and it's kol hanen meral mazeb le bracha moal. So since there's no meila on reyach, so maybe that's why it's not included in the birchas hanen. It's a shver evar. It's a shver evar. Because if you know the Gemara Psochim, the Gemara says that reyach. Kol amare, there's no meila because ain't bo mamish. It's not nichas into the guf. A person hears music. They're playing music in the Beis Hamikdash, and he has gevaldige hanoa. Or they're playing music in a church. And the fellow's standing outside and he's mesmerized with the beautiful music. So he says, nana from avodah zara, is nana from hegdash? No, that's not called hanoa. The hanoa that you get from listening to kol is not called hanoa. Or Mare, I look at a beautiful painting, Shalav, it is a beautiful painting in the Beis HaMikdash, and I have such hanor from looking at it. So Mare, there's no violation of Mi'ilo. And Reach, the Gemara says, is not at all like that. Reach is only the Ktoris Lacha Shetala Timrosa. If you go and you smell the Ktoris, there is an Isur of Mi'ilo. Why not? That Yeshbo Mamish. Kol Mare is Ein Bo Mamish, the Gemara says. But Reach is Yeshbo Mamish. But the Ktoris, after you burnt it already on the Mizbech, Ein Lachadovish and Asis Mitzvahs and Moelen Bo. So Reach is not really the same as the other two. So this is a difficult Slach. That's what the later, I think, Rabbi Yosef Engel asks on the Slach. How can the Slach say that the reason why the Gemara is clear like that, that it's a separate Takana. Asa Lanaos, Meral Mazeb, Le Broch only goes on eating and drinking food and beverages, doesn't go on smelling. Reach is a separate Takana. But to say that that's the reason why, because Reach is Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila, why? The Reach Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila is only Lachas Shenasis Mitzvasai. The Reach HaKtoris Lachas Shetala Timrosai, after it's burnt already. Ein L'chadova Shenasis Mitzvasai Mo'el Ein Bo. But if you smell the Ktoris before you burn it, then there is Me'ila, the Gemara says. So yeah, a person smelling pleasant psalmim, so there would be, if it would belong to Hegdash, there would be a din of Me'ila. It's a difficult, the hezbah that Slach gives is different. But it's clear from the Gemara, it seems to be a separate takana. The takana of Reach, Birchas HaReach is a separate takana. So the Gemara has in the Sofik here in Shloshu Shachal Ka'achas, what's the din of Shnaim Shachal Ka'achas? Mem Heim and Aleph. The Mishnah says Shloshu Ka'achas, Chayovim Lezamen. So if you have only Shnaim Shachal Ka'achas, it's clear that they're not Chayovim Lezamen. Is it optional? Is it a reshus that you can have one person bench to be mighty the other one? Or do you say no? So we paskin, no. Gemara has a machlokes. Machlokes pligi rabbi rabbi yechanan. On the first white line, on mem heim and alf. Machlokes rabbi rabbi yechanan. Charam and rotzel zamen, zamen charam rotzel zamen, ein zamen. Gemara comes to the conclusion, shnaim shachlu kachas mitzvah lecholik. They're not allowed to have one person bench to be made to the other one, unless one of them is not learned. He simply doesn't know. Here the Gemara has on Mem Heyam and Beis, the second half of the Amud. If you look on the Masoras Hashas, it says Chulin Kuvava Medalev. So there it says Tanya Namihachi Shnaim Shach Lekaches Mitzvah Lechalek. You're not allowed to have one person bench and the other one be yotze. We don't allow Shemei Hakohenim by benching. The only exception to the rule is when you have Shlosh Shach Lekachas, then the benching mizumen. So it's not that it's based on Shemei Hakohenim. The whole Chabura is offering one Birchas HaMazon. A Chabura means three people or more. Less than three people is not a Chabura. So if you have Shnayim, it's a Mitzvah Lechalik. Then it continues. When they say Mitzvah Lechalik, it's Shishneim Sofrim. They're both learned people who know how to recite the benching. Avalechet Sof, Avalechet Bur, what if one of them does know how to recite Birchas HaMazon? He didn't have it. He doesn't know how to read Hebrew. He didn't have a bench roll. He doesn't know how to say Birchas HaMazon. So then it says, we'll make Echad Seifim Mevarach Ubur Yotze. Then we do allow Shemei Koine. Why? But you just said you don't say Shemei Koine. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bi'ur HaGro'ah that the whole din, that whole Yerushalmi, that there are three exceptions to the rule, that you don't allow Shema'a Kain, and not by Kriyashma, not by Tefillah, and not by brachas in connection with eating food, the bracha before and the bracha after eating food, that whole din itself is only midirabbanan. Minatar, you do allow Shema'a Kain. So Bamed Varma Murim, the Brisa says, when do you say we don't allow Shema'a Kain if you're able to observe the din derabbanan? But if you have a Shas Hadchak, one is a soif and one is a boor. The boor doesn't know how to bench, and you don't have three people. So you don't have a mezumah. So what are you going to do? So b'shas hadchak, you revert back to the din d'oraisa, and you do allow shemei kohen. Same thing, let's say a person has a condition, and the doctor says he's not allowed to talk. Well, some people can't talk. Not the question, not allowed to talk. He can't talk. He lost his voice, but he can't talk. So he can't be out to Kriya Shema. Period. He can't be out to Kriya Shema. So you should have someone beside Kriya Shema. You should be out to it. Shemei kohen. Normally, we don't allow shemei kohen by Kriya Shema. Say your own Kriya Shema. But if he can't say your own, he lost his ability to speak, or he's not allowed to speak for medical reasons. So at least be yotze with Shemei Kain. At least they're like Sofer Abur. You revert back to the Din D'oraisa. So that's what Tosis points out on our daf. Ein mizam nimal aperus. This din that you bench mezuman and one says the bracha and all the others are yotze. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this is already the Brisker tradition. When you read the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Bracha says, whenever you hear somebody say a bracha, you should always say amen. Even if you're not being yotze with his bracha, he's saying shahakol over a cup of coffee, so you should say amen. Certainly, if you want to be yotze a bracha, you should certainly answer amen. But even if you didn't answer amen, the din is shomeya ki'oine. If I heard him say a bracha, even if I didn't answer amen, shomeya ki'oine, v'kol ha'ine, ami kila ha'itzi bracha mipivdom. That's a Gemara Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches. Shama v'loy ona amen is also yotze because shamea ke'oine. And the other Gemara says in Shavuos, kol ha'ino amen kilo ha'itzi bracha mipiv dami, as if he said the bracha. So the Rambam writes this in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Bracha. It's finished. So he wrote it. So we know the din of kol ha'tarpu. So then you have three places where the Rambam repeats it again. He has it by Chazor Sashatz. He says everybody should answer amen. He has it by bench and mezuman, and everybody should answer. I mean, he has it in a third place also. So what did the Rambam? He doesn't repeat it every other place, only these three places. So that's what some Amadaik from the Rambam, it would appear that the Rambam means to say that in these three cases, Anir Saman is Leikuva. Normally we say, Shomea Kain. And he's saying, no, if you don't answer Amen, you're not Yotze. Why are you not Yotze? So two out of the three, that's the Bira that Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Leib Malin has this in his sefer also. I think he heard it from Avel Valer, that by benching mezumen and by chazaras hashatz, the aniyah somein is not that it's not based on shamei koine. If my being yotze benching, I'm bad being. Let's say I didn't daven tefila belachash and I want to be yotze with the chazaras hashatz. So in tefila you don't say shamei koine. So how come it says in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah that if a person does not have a daven, he can be yotze with the chazaras hashatz? The answer is that's not based on shemei kainah. That's a different din. The chazan, the shatz, offers a tefillah satzibur. He offers a tefillah on behalf of the whole tzibur, just like benching mezumen is not based on shemei kainah. It's a different din that the mezamen is offering one birchas hamazon on behalf of the whole chabura. So the same thing, the chazaras hashatz is not that he's saying another shemana esrei where the chidush davar is adding on kedusha. No, it's a tefillah satzibur. First you daven tefillah belachash is tefillah sayochid bitzibur. Tefillah bitzibur. Then when the chazan repeats the Shemana Esrei, the whole tzibur is offering one tefillah, like you have a korban yochid and you have a korban tzibur. So this is a tefillah satzibur. So from the Rambam it would appear that aniyah somen is liikuvo. You have to participate, you have to have audience participation in the birchas hamazon b'chabura and in the tefillah satzibur. If you don't have the participation of the people, they don't answer amen, the maximum you can say is Shema Kain, but we don't allow Shema Kain, and not by benching and not by davening. So here it has to be based on that I'm part of the tzibur and the chazan offered a tefillah on behalf of the whole tzibur. So if you don't answer amen, so you're not part of the tzibur. If you don't answer amen to the bench and mezumen, you're not yotz. That's what perhaps it would be mashma on the Rambam. But the third case is a different case in Gans. Third case where the Rambam seems to say that aniyah somen is likuv, a different case. More on the last perek in Brachas hands, that someone was sick and he almost died and he got better and then they came to visit him. So one of the rabbonim came to visit him said Torah v'Birchas Hagayim, Birch Rachmana Diyav Achlam V'Loy Liyafra. Blessed be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that you survived. So they didn't have the mind to be Moitzi him with the Bracha. They didn't have a mind to be Yotze. So the Rambam says, if he says Amen, then he's Yotze with the Bracha that they said. If he doesn't say Amen, then they're not Yotze. They didn't have a mind to be Moitzi him. They didn't have a mind. They didn't have a mind to shame Bracha. So that's another story. Why? Over there, the Aniyah Salman is Likud because the whole Bracha wasn't really said in the first place, the Torah is a bracha to be moitzim. We're leaving out that third case. These two cases, the Rama has three cases where he, in the Perek Aleph and Nechaz Brachas, he writes, whenever you hear someone say a bracha, you should always say amen. But he says, if you didn't say amen, you yotze anyway. And then in three places, he writes specifically that everybody has to answer amen. By the Chazaras HaShatz and by the Bench of Mezumen, and the third case by that Birchas HaGaimel story. So that's what it would appear over here, that it's not really based on Shemei HaKoinim. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes from the Sefer Birchas Avram. Birchas Avram was a Yekdish Gadol. The Shach quotes from the Birchas Avram. It was from the Shach was in the late 1600s. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Birchas Avram. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos later, where they say Shemei HaKoinim, if a person doesn't understand, let's say someone's saying Kiddush, and the listeners know Kiddush says something about Shabbos, but they don't know what it says there in Kiddush. They know when you finish the Kiddush, you got to say Amen. So they said Amen. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that more or less they know. And the rest, V'rotz Avanu, the hard words, Hinchilanu, Hinchaltanu, they're not sure what all those hard words mean. But they know more or less that they said Kiddush and they said Amen. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, where they say Shemei HaKoinim, when you don't understand. So Rashi proves from the Megillah. The Gemara says you read the Megillah. There are a couple of words there, no one knows what they are. Achashterana b'nei haramok. No one knows what they are. So the Gemara says you yotze mikra Megillah, even though we don't know the Rabbanim don't know what Achashterana b'nei haramok are. And the Hamoinam don't know a lot of words there in the Megillah. So the Gemara says, if you read the Megillah, Bashuris, to Alois, Hashem Ashuris yotze. Alois means he doesn't understand Hebrew. And he hears the Megillah. Most of the people in America don't understand Hebrew. You read the Megillah in Hebrew, and everybody's yotze, even though they don't understand. So Rashi says, there you have it, that you apply Shemei HaKoinim, even though you don't understand. And Tosfos disagrees. Here, the Tosfos is Mem Hei Amud Beis, the end of Shani Hasam Dika Deis. So at the end of that Tosfos, they quote from Megillah, Perek Sheni, Daf Yud Zayin, Achashterana, Menei HaRamacha, Miyadin, and Maininu. We don't know what they are. So Rashi says over there, Tosfos quotes, Rashi says that you say Shemea Koin even though you don't understand. What Shemea? Who Shemea? I hear the words, I don't understand. Ani Shemea. Tosfos says no. Shemea means you hear it and you understand. If you don't, Mishalom Evin is a lo Shemea. Shemea means you have to hear and you have to understand. If you hear and you don't understand, that's not called Shemea. And Tosfos says Mikra Megillah is different. Pesumin, he says, different. It doesn't have to be based on Shemea Koin. So on Shulchan Aruch, they machma like Tosfos. It says whoever doesn't understand, you don't say Shemei HaKoinim. So let's say you're benching Mezumen, and one person is reciting the Birchas HaMazon, and everybody else is listening, and they don't understand Hebrew. So you don't say Shemei HaKoinim for the one who doesn't understand. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Birchas Avram, there's no problem, because when you bench Mezumen, it's not based on Shemei HaKoinim. The whole Chabur is offering one Birchas HaMazon together. It's not based on Shemei HaKoinim. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said over this Achronim have this discussion. Would you say Shemei HaKoinim on a half a bracha? Would you say Shemei HaKoinim on a half a bracha? Let's say in some shuls they want to train the children to read the Megillah, so they divide up the Megillah into 10 different parts. So nine, how many chapters are the Megillah says? The 9 chapters, 10 chapters. So each chapter. So each child, each person after Bar Mitzvah reads one chapter. So that's the discussion in Shulchan Aruch, is that somehow it's not even good for the Eved. Mishnah Berurah quotes an opinion, you're not even Yotze for the Eved. Yeah, we don't hold like that. The Pashtus is B'di Eved for sure years. So Shana L'chatchila is a right to break it up. So let's say we're going to have Kiddush. So we'll do the same thing. One person will say, you have a whole bunch of Bar Mitzvah children.
One person says, Shekel Shana Sosa Viratzabanu. Next guy says, Shabbos Kodesh Aviyadu Chalchtanu. The other guy, each one will say one line, and all together they said the whole thing. So do you say Shemei Koine on a half of a bracha? So Rabbi Kivege has the Gemara that yes. That Gemara that we just spoke about today. On Chof Amin Beis, the Gemara had a suffix where the women are Mukhoiv and Brichas Hamazim and Atoira Amin the Rabbanu. Why should the women not be Mukhoiv and Atoira? What's the makam hechetesa to say? It's not a zman grama. Why should he say women are not mechuyim? So some rishonim said because the women don't have to say, they don't have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for Eretz Yisrael because they didn't get Eretz Yisrael. Some rishonim said they don't have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for bris milah, they don't have bris milah. Others said they don't have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for Torah, they're not mechuyim and limin haTorah. And others say they don't have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for Malchus Beis David because noshim are not in Malchus. So the shaila is, the Gemara wants to know, can a woman be mighty a man with Birchas HaMazon? Let's say the man is an Am Haaretz, he's a boor. The woman is a sofer. The wife knows how to learn and the husband does know how to read Hebrew. So the husband, they both ate a meal and the husband does know how to bench. So the wife is going to say the benching to be mighty the husband. So if the wife is Mechuyev Min HaTorah, the husband is Mechuyev Min HaTorah. If the wife is Mechuyev Min HaTorah, so she can be mighty the husband. If the wife is not mechuyev ben atar, so she cannot be motzi the husband. She ain't mechuyev bedover, and motzi aserabim dechavasim. If the best bal takei in town is a woman, so she cannot be motzi the tzibur. Women are not mechuyev ben tkiyah shofar. And the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that cheresh ha'tivikot and noshim, since they're not mechuyev ben tkiyah shofar, so she ain't mechuyev bedover, and motzi aserabim dechavasim. So the Gemara has the shaila: can a woman, is a woman mechuyev ben bichas hamazim ben atar mederabbanan? My nafkemine. Can the woman bench to be mitzi the man or not? So Rabbi Kevegar asks, of course she can't bench to be mitzi the man. She's not mechuyev to say four lines. Not mechuyev to say thank you for Eretz Yisrael, for bris, for Torah, for Malchus Beis David. So fourth thing, she's not mechuyev b'dover. So what's the shaila? So he says, no. The woman will say the first bracha, then middle part of the second bracha, the man will have to say himself. And the wife will take over the rest of the brachas. So she'll say half of the bracha, and he'll say half of the bracha. So the Kerega says, you see from this Gemara, that you say Shemei Koin on a half of bracha. Because the husband is going to have to say part of the bracha on his own. And the rest of the bracha, the Gemara wants to know, can the wife be mighty the husband? So you see that Shemei Koin applies even on a chatzi bracha. That's what he says. So the Achreinim are bothered with Akasha. The Chazanish works on this kasha, but before the Chazanish was born, the Bichas Reish. Bichas Reish was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He was the one who wrote over all the Hanhogas of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Like you have Maisa Rav has all the Hanhogas of the Vilna Goyen, so they're all pretty normal Hanhogas. It's just he was Machma for this, Machma for that. Rav Chaim Volozhin has exotic chumras that were written over by his Talmud. It's called Keser Reish, because the Talmud's name was Rav Boshe. So he wrote a few svarim. Each sefer has the word Rosh in it, because that was his name, Rav Boshe. So he wrote Bichas Rosh, a classic on Brachas and on Nazir. Part of the Bichas Rosh on Nazir is printed in the back of the Gemaras, the Haggoyas. But the Chiddush Torah are printed separately. And on Brachas he has a sefer. So the Bichas Rosh gave Shurim in Balozhin during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He's a close Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. So he poses this kasha, and then between him and the Chazanish, I'll just talk about it. They all talk about this kasha, that there's a gemara in the beginning of Shlosha Shachlu, that when you bench mezumen, you don't require that one person should say the whole benching from the beginning to the end. You can divide it up a few people. So the gemara says, how many people can you break it up? So Hazanas HaKol, one person should say, no delcho, a second person, Rachem, a third person. Atala make the four people, that's it. Four people. The gemara wants to know, can you break it up to five? Rabbi Sainav Arech, Baruch Shecham Shlov Tavachayin, is that a separate bracha? And Hazanas HaKol is a separate bracha? Can you break it up to five people? Oh no, it has to be four people. Rabbi Sainav Arech, Baruch Shecham Shlov Tavachayin, Hazanas HaKol, that's one bracha. So that's a machlok, that's a discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara says you cannot break it up to more than five. That's out of the question. So you see, Beferish, you don't say Shemei Kaina on a half a bracha. That's a Memvav and Menalef, the Tesis. Memvav and Menalef. Tesis quotes the Rif, saying like that. The second Tesis from the top. Arech and Bichas HaMazon. And then there's a Mishnah earlier. There's a Mishnah in where is the Mishnah? There's a Mishnah that if the Gabbai asks someone to serve as the Shliach Tzibur, the Derech Eretz dictates that he should turn him down the first two times, and he should only agree the third time. But what happens if you have a Chazan who's davening for an Lamed, and then in the middle he gets stuck, and he can't continue? That's on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on the top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, Oivel Lefnei Atevo V'Toh, and they didn't have Sidurim in the days of the Tanaim. They didn't use Sidurim. They considered the Nusach HaTfilah as a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh, and they assumed you're not allowed to write it down. So they had to always daven Bal Peh. So if a Shliach Tzibur is davening Bal Peh, b'toh, he gets all mixed up. He can't remember what he's supposed to say next. So they need someone else. Yaver Achat Tachtop, someone else should take over. V'lo Yehei Savrin Bo'osah Shor. When the Gabbai asked you to take over, Derech Eretz does not dictate that you should turn him down the first two times and only accept the third time. We're holding in the middle of Chazaras Hashat. So Derech Eretz dictates you should run. Gabbai asks you to take over. Lo Yehei Savrin Bo'osah Shor. Then it says Mehechon Hu Maschil. The new Chazan. Where does he take over from? The Mishnah Berurah writes that the Shaila usually comes up on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because the davening is so long. The Shemoneh Esrei takes forever because of all the piyutim. So sometimes the Chazan gets hoarse. He's already davening for an hour. He can't daven so long. Davening Musab, how long can he daven? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that it usually comes up on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and the people don't remember the din. So the Mishnah says, Mehechon Hu Maschil, the new Chazan who takes over in the middle. Where does it begin from? Not from where the last guy left off. Netchilas HaBrocha Shetozeh. Has to go back to the beginning of the Brocha. Why? So it sounds like you don't say Shemei Koin on a Chatzi Brocha. So this Mishnah, Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Gemara, the way the Tosfos quotes the Rif, on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the second Tosfos, Tosfos quotes the Rif, sounds like you don't say Shemei Koin on a half a Brocha. You have to go in units of a Brocha. And then Rabbi Kevega had the Gemara, Achof Amud Beis, that is Kemat explicit. The Gemara is considering the possibility that the husband is going to say a couple of lines in the benching and the wife is going to be motzi him the rest of the brachas. So you say Shemeh Kohen on a half a bracha. It's a contradiction between the various Gemaras. So Rav Soloveitchik said over the teretz, the Birchas Rosh has this teretz. So he says he thinks it's a difference. On the Avchof on the days, the Gemara is talking about Shemeh Kohen. We really don't allow Shemeh Kohen by benching. But the case is, it's like a sofer and a boor. So you revert back to the Iker Adin Deraisa that you do allow. So you have to have Mukhiyah Bedover. So that's the Shaila. If women are Mukhiyah in benching men at Torah, so she's Mukhiyah Bedover, she can be Maitzi the husband. If the women are only Mukhiyah in the Rabbanon, then they can't be Maitzi the husband. So you're working on the level of Deraisa, so you have no choice. You're working on the level of Deraisa, so you're applying Shemeh Kainah. So Shemeh Kainah applies on a Chatzi Broch. The other two Gemaras are not talking about Shemeh Kainah. Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is talking about Chazaras Hashatz. And then Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, the Gemara is talking about benching Mezumen. So Chazaras Hashatz and benching Mezumen, you're not Moitzi the Tzibur based on Shemei Koine. If it would have been based on Shemei Koine, we would have said Shemei Koine on a Chatzi Broch. It's a different word. The Shliach HaTzibur, the one who benched the Mezumen, is also like, you can't call it a Tzibur, there are only three people. You call it a Chabura. We use a different expression because it's not a minion. It's not a tzibur. So the shliach tzibur by Chazaras Hashatz, so the mizamein by benching mizumen together, so he's offering one tefillah on behalf of the whole group. He's offering one birchas hamazon on behalf of the whole chabura. So that's when the tanoim say has to go in units of brachas, because it's not based on, it's a different thing. It's not really based on Shemei Koin. It's a different halacha. So again, so getting back to Ardaf, so where are we? What sichta we learning? Yeah, the bottom of Lamed Zayin and all. So Tosfos quotes a Gemara, Eim Zamnim Al HaPers, it's in Chulin, Daf Kuvav, Gemara in the beginning of Kol HaBosa. This din, that you bench Mezuman, that one person says the Bracha Achrayinu, all the others are Yoytzei, this is a special din only by Pas. Eim Zamnim Al HaPers. One opinion in the Rishonim is that only Bichas HaMazon on Lechem is Deraisa. And even according to the other Rishonim, that Me'en Sholosh is Deraisa, on all the Shivas Aminim is also Deraisa, the short form, the long form is needed ben HaTorah by Pas, and ben HaTorah, the short form is needed by the Shivas Aminim, but still Pas has a Maila of the Shivas Aminim. First of all, you have to say the long form on the level of the Raisa. Number two, Mizamnim, Zimun. Some Rishonim seem told that Zimun is a Din Deraisa. Here, take a look there. Rashi's opinion is, you only say, till Azana Sakol, Rashi holds, you only say Azana Sakol if you bench Mizumun. If a guy's benching privately, he doesn't say the first bracha. He starts with noy delachol. So Taisa says that's absurd. What do you mean? The pasuk is chumash. Echad v'svata v'rachta Hashem alat kecha. The Gemara says echad v'uverachta is zu biches hazar. Alaretz hatoyva is a biches haaretz. Hatoyva is Yerushalayim. So what do you mean? Hazanas hakol. You don't say if you bench biyoch. That's where Rashi is. Taisus says it's ridiculous. That's a Taisus Nevam and Aleph, where the quote the Rif has a whole different interpretation. That's the way Rashi learns. So Rashi seems to hold that Mizuman is a din deraisa, and the din of deraisa changed. If you're benching Be'echidus, you don't say the first bracha, you start from Noy Delucho. And the psukim that say everything is deraisa, that's only for benching Mizuman. So again, so Taisus quotes the Gemara in Chul and Daf Kuvav. So this din that you can bench mezuman and one is mitzvah all the other is not based on Shemei Kaina. It's a din that the whole chabur offers one bichas amas. That's only by lechem. It doesn't apply to pears. So Taisus asks, what's going on? The Gemara tells a story that all the Tanoim were sitting and eating together, and then Rabbi Gamliel, but they weren't eating. They didn't wash for bread. They were eating. What were they eating? Kosavos, dates. They were eating kosavos, dates. And the Shiva's Aminim. And then Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Akiva, you bench Mezumim. What do you mean bench Mezumim? Eim Zamim ala Peris. Everybody has to say on his own. So Taisa says it depends. Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is, the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is that you have to say the whole Bichas Amos and the whole Gimel Brachis on all the Shiva's Aminim. So when the din is not Eim Zamim ala Peris. You only bench Mezumim when it's Bichas Amos in the long form. If you're old like Rabbi Gamliel, that you got to say the long form, the whole Gimel Brachas, anytime you eat Shivas Haminim, so you got to bench Mezumim. So Rabbi Gamliel thought, I'm the chief rabbi, everybody has to be Korei Mishtachle to me. He's going to bench Mezumim. He's going to say the whole Bichas Hamazim. So he says to Rabbi Akiva, okay, bench Mezumim. So he says, he starts mumbling under his breath, Aloetz al Preetz al Tenuvas Asoda. And he implied to everybody else, they should say their own Bracha Achreina. There ain't going to be no Mezumim here. If you would have said Bichas Hamazim, there would have been a mezuma. Now that you said Aloetz HaPriyas, there isn't going to be any mezuma. So that's what he was upset. He said, what are you taking a stand against me? So he said, no, Rebbe, you told us, Yochav Ram, Allah Kiram, you told us that we have to follow the other opinion. But that's what Taisus explains, the whole story. Rabbi Gamliel held that you say Bichas Hamazim, Shalosh Brachas, Anol HaShivis Aminim. So there's room to bench mezuma. But the way we pass on halacha, Yachav Rab Malachi Kirabin, that you don't say Gimel Brachas, you only say Aloetz or Pihoetz, then there's no Mezumah. So each person has to say his own bracha.
But how do women say in general, Versus Hashem is something
with Shemaim?
Isn't that a problem of being
Dovah Shekhar? Right, in Shulchan Aruch they raise the issue. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achrayim, it's the editorial we. It's not Bris Hashem to Bib Sarenu, it's not on our body. Klal Yisrael has the mitzvah, Al Teros Chashalim Adetana, Klal Yisrael has the Torah, Klal Yisrael has the Eretz Yisrael.
Can't you say that Bechuyot had been benching as being a part of Klal Yisrael, even though they as an individual?
So that's what the Rishonim say, no. You're only Mechuyot to sell Bishra Shechazam Tashan if you personally have it. But to say it is not Doiva Shkari, because it's true. Bishra Shechazam Tabib Sarein, Klal Yisrael has it, but they're not Mechuyot to thank. You're only Mechuyot to thank the Rabbani Shul Olam after he gives you something. If he didn't give you, you're not mechuyav. That's what the Gemara says, but when the man came down, so Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first brach. Here's the Gemara. Here, about seven lines from the top on Mem Ches and Beis. Omer Rav Nachman. The Gemara gives the historical development of the mitzvah Bichas HaMazon. Moshe, by the Tanya later Aleph, about seven lines from the top on Mem Ches and Beis. Moshe Tikken Liyisol Bichas HaZon B'Shosh Yard LeMamon. They were mechuyev to bench min haTorah. It was lechem. I was mon. It wasn't from the chamesh yismini dogan. I guess if they cooked it and it tasted whatever they wanted it to taste like, that's what it tasted like. So that was considered the chamesh yismini dogan. Yeshua tikan lam birchas haaretz b'shosh shenichnasu lo haaretz. Before they entered Eretz Yisrael, even though Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu, it was promised and so on, but it wasn't delivered till the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So they didn't have to, when the man came down, they didn't have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for Eretz Yisrael. He didn't deliver it yet. But then you have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara has later on the daf. Tana Rabbanan, right in the middle of a Mem Ches and Beis. Tan Rabbanan says it's a Tosefton and Mechilta. Minayin the Birchas Hamazon and Atar Hashem Echalta v'Sevarta v'Irachta is a Birchas Hazon. Hashem Lokech is a Birchas Hazimun. From the simple reading, sounds like it's a Din Derais, a Birchas Hazimun. Al Ha'aretz a Birchas Ha'aretz. Ha'Toivo is Bani Yerushalayim. Chenoim Ha'or Ha'Toivo is Eva Ha'Levonon. So, Yerushalayim, there are two parts to Yerushalayim. There's Malchus Beis David, use Yerushalayim as the capital. Al-Pidin Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael, the political capital. And Yerushalayim is the Mokom of the Beis HaMikdash. And when we have an obligation to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us Yerushalayim, you have to mention both. So when David HaMelech moved his office to Yerushalayim, he was in Hebron for how many years? 7 years. Then he was in Yerushalayim for 40 years or something. So when he moved to Yerushalayim, then there was Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim. So David HaMelech formulated the beginning of the Nusach of the third bracha. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, that he completed the Nusach of the third bracha, it's not the way we said. They said, we thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom, for giving us Malchus Beis David and for giving us the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban of the Malchus Beis David, after the Churban Beis Rishon, there is no more Malchus Beis David. So they changed the Nusach. Rachim Noah. Habrachman is then when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, there was a Beis HaMikdash, so they thanked the Rebbeinu Shalom for Beis HaMikdash, but they couldn't thank him for Malchus Beis David. There was no Malchus Beis David to speak of. The whole Beis Sheni, there was no Malchus Beis David. First there was no Malchus at all, and then there was Malchus Chashmonaim till the end. There was no Malchus Beis David. So they said Rachim Noah. Now we say Rachim Noah on everything. That's a shaila, whether the third bracha is still there, Reisab is Manazet. But you see from this Gemara that you only have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam after he delivers the matana to you. Rebbeinu Shel Olam promised to give Eretz Yisrael, so Yeshua tikkun lahem birchas haaretz, Yeshua shenichnas al haaretz. David and Shlomo tikkun bani Yerushalayim. David tikkun al Yisrael amrech v'al Yerushalayim yirech. Shlomo tikkun al abayis hagor v'akodesh, because he built the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech only composed that here for the bracha over the Malchus Beis David, thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for giving Malchus Beis David. So that's a shaila whether, let's say, all the years that we didn't have Eretz Yisrael. So was Noida L'chod D'Araisa? Now officially the Jewish people have back Eretz Yisrael. So we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving us Eretz Yisrael. During Karta, they're cursing the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why he gave us Eretz Yisrael? You have to give it back. We're thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. But all the years that we didn't have Eretz Yisrael, was it a chiyuv deraisa to say noida lecha? Before the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there was no chiyuv. So after Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, the chiyuv remains li'olam void, even though it was taken away from us. Or we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for Malchus Beis David and for Yerushalayim, even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and even after Malchus Beis David ceases to exist, you still have to thank him. We don't thank. We say rachim no, have rachman. We don't thank. So it could well be that the third bracha is only the Rabbanan Bezman Hazeh. The second bracha, probably for sure, is the Raisa Bezman Hazeh. Anyway, that's the Gemara, yeah. I don't hear, what are you saying? That's why does she have to say Amen? That Amen is Kabbalah Sashvuah. The Gemara says Amen, bo Kabbalah Shvuah. There's Amen after a bracha, that's Hamana's Dvar, I'm asking. Then Amen after a Shvuah, Kalaim Amen, Achra Shvuah, Kilahot Yeshua Mipivdom. So she's Mekabbalah on herself, the Shvuah, the Kalola. Says the bracha Siklalza, Hagriz Maharevel, they all answered Amen. Why do I have to answer Amen? Why don't you just say Shemek Kaina? So the answer is the brachas of Klalas the Hagriz Rav Soloveitchik asks. Why do you have to say Amen? Why don't you just say Shemek Kaina? So he said, there's a right to this Rambam. So whenever it's a Dovishal Tzibur, so you have to say Amen. You need the audience participation. I think it's usually assumed differently. The Gemara there in the end of Shavuos, when the Gemara says about Kalo Anam Erachar Ashvil, Kilo Hoitz Yishom in Piv Dami. So the Gemara says that the brachas of klalas the hagriz maharevo was also like a kabbalas hashvuah. So they had to say amen to be mekabel the shvuah. That's the poshut shah. Nachama. So the Gemara is going to make it to yufte was going to make a tiyufta against Rabbi Shmuel. What was a tiyufta again? So we have this tosefta, which clearly does not follow Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, because it makes a contrast. If you made bread out of chitim, then it's hamotzi. And if you cook the bread, so sometimes it'll be lower down to the level of mezainis, sometimes not, depending, krusis kayomis, whatever that means. That's what we said yesterday. According to Rashi, that's a machlekes Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes on Amid Beis. On Lama Zayin Amid Beis, we'll have to learn that yet. So if you started off with bread, which was hamotzi, and then you cooked it, tchon avafah obishlo, you cooked it, so sometimes it'll be lower down to mezainis, so sometimes it'll retain hamotzi, depending. But if you have pas oires, tchon avafah obishlo, it's never going to be hamotzi, because it was never hamotzi to begin with. So you see that the Tosefta is not following Rabbi Yechon Nuri Shita. The money, Elaim Rabbi Yechon Nuri, according to him, it should sometimes be Hamoitzi and Bichas Hamosin. So the Tosefta is clearly the local Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. And nonetheless, the Tosefta says beferish that you say Boramini Mizainis and you say Ala Michio on the Pas Oires. So you see, Tiyufta the Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta. Okay. Tiyufta the Rabbi Shmuel Tiyufta. Then the Gemara takes care of a couple of details. So one detail is, here it says, Omamar, on the fifth white line. Omamar, Kaisis is Achit, Mavarach, Labor, Pri, Adama. Ay, there's another brisa that says a different Nusach HaBrocha. Bori, Minya, Zeroim. Bori, Pri, Adama is on potatoes, and on tomatoes, and on carrots. But by eating kernels of grain, instead of saying Bori, Pri, Adama, you say Bori, Minya, Zeroim. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's an old Machleg, Zabun, and HaChamim, in the Mishnah. Do you say there's one bar pri adama bracha on all vegetables, or do you say a bracha mufuretas on each category of vegetables? So just like Rabbi Yehuda holds out the rakus arm of bar mina dishoyim on leafy green leafy vegetables, you say a separate bracha, and on potatoes and on tomatoes and on carrots, you say bar pri adama. So to Rabbi Yehuda would say bar mina zroim if he kaises kernels of grain. But since we pass mal alocha the loker Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have a bracha mufuretas for green leafy vegetables, you say bar pi adam and all vegetables. On teis achit is also bar pi adam. Fine. The Gemara says the both prices are correct. It's an old machleg sabiyun in the rabban. Then the Gemara has akasha on this. We just made it to yufta against Rabbi Shmuel. What do they say? They say when you eat rice, the bracha is bar pi adam. You don't say bar min mezainis anos. And we just made it to you, that you do say Bar Min Mizanis. Now normally when you say Bar Min Mizanis beforehand, you say Ala Michi at the end. So here that's what it says in the Tosefta as quoted by the Gemara. You look in the back of the Gemara and all the other editions of the Tosefta, it doesn't say it like that. It says you say Bar Min Mizanis, in the beginning you say Bar Nefashis at the end. So that's what the Gemara comes to the conclusion that there's a misprint in this version of the Tosefta. That's what it should say. It should say that after finishing eating the rice, you say bar nefashis. You don't say alamich. So that's the Gemara's next discussion. Omar mar, okay, so there is mevarach bar pi adam. Tchana mafar bishla pishbus kayam. Tchina mevarach bar mezam sepach. As men shalosh, you say alamichya after the rice. Ibo hatanya lebesof lo klum. Lo klum means bar nefashis. So the Gemara is going to work on that. The Gemara is going to say it's not a mistake. The brisa that says alamichi is wrong. The bracha achrenu should really be like it says here, lebesof v'lo klum, which means that you say bar nefashis. Yeah. How does the word v'lo klum come to mean bar nefashis? So Rashi writes kloimer. That's the Rashi we left off before. Rashi writes kloimer. You don't say a unique bracha from the Paris Eretz Yisrael. The Chumash talks Eretz chitah sarah gevin etein Eretz eishem and advosh. Eretz Yishlab Niskenes Tachal Balach Nechat Nusot Avirachta. Special super bracha for all these Shivis Aminim. Bar Nefash is a regular bracha akrayim. On water, on chicken, has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Water is not miyuchat Eretz Yisrael. The Shivis Aminim and the bread. The bread in Eretz Yisrael tastes delicious. So the Shivis Aminim are unique to Eretz Yisrael. The bread is delicious. Fine. But the water is all over the world. So he said the same Bar Nefash. So Rashi translates, V'loy Klum, Klimer. You don't take it literally, v'loy klum, no bracha achrein at all. V'loy klum from the unique brachas of Paris Eretz Yisrael. The Vilna Goyen and the Bir Agra and Shulchan Aruch takes it v'loy klum literally. He points out in the end of the Perek, where is the original mocha for Bar Nefashos? So So the original Mokar is the Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, the second Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. Here the Gemara had the whole Nisal, Bar Nefash and Shabbos V'Chesonah. The top text talks about what the Pirush HaMilas is. But where was it mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah has it, Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. The Mishnah is discussing a person is drinking water. So he doesn't say Bar Prihez, doesn't say Bar Pi Adam, doesn't say Bar Minimiz, doesn't say Amotz, doesn't say Bar Pi Agofen. So what bracha did he say? So the Tanakhama says, Shehakal Ne'evetvar. Tarfon says, Bar Nefashis is the bracha Rishonim. Bar Nefashis is the bracha Rishonim. So how did it develop that by us, Bar Nefashis is the bracha Abraham? So the Gemara says that our minig is that we say Bar Nefashis after everything. That's the last piece of Gemara, Mem Hei Amid Aleph, last piece of Gemara in the Perek. How do we paskin? Amalei Rav Bar Avchana La'abai V'amid La'adav Rav Yosef Hilchas Amai. How do we paskin in this machlokes? What bracha do you say on water? So he says, you follow the minhag olam. So what's the minhag olam? Minhag olam we know. You say Shehakol B'tchila. You say Bar Nefashis L'Besof. So that's a minhag basically. But Mi'ikar HaDin, you don't say bracha achreina Bar Nefashis. The Gemara has, in the days of the Amoraim, they said if you had chicken or meat or vegetables, not from the Shivas Aminim, so you don't say Bracha Achrein at all. So the Gemara says, no, the minig was that they said, Bar Nefashis. So the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bi'ur HaGroah, but that was a minig Bizman HaAmoraim that's recorded, Puk Chazim Ayama Debar, that's the minig Amoraim. But in the days of the Tanoim, the Brisa says, Uli Acharav Aloy Klum, you don't say Bracha Achrein at all, literally. See, so Rashi shouldn't have written Kloima. Rashi's interpreting that the expression V'loi Klom is not to be taken literally. The Vilna Gaon says, no. Bizman HaTanoim, that's what it meant, literally. Achra V'loi Klom. After you finish eating rice, you don't say a bracha at all. Bizman HaZeh, the meaning is that we say Bar Nefashis. But V'ikar Adim, Bizman HaTanoim, Taka, they didn't say a bracha at all. And Rashi sounds like he's interpreting the phrase. That it was not to be taken literally. Never meant to be taken literally. Okay. So Tosis here raises a question, the bottom Tosis, that there is a machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the other Tanoim, what bracha achreina do you recite after Shivas Aminim? So Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is you always say Gimel Brachas. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, Ala Michya doesn't exist, and Ala Eitzah Prehetz doesn't exist, and Ala Gefen Al Piyagem just doesn't exist. You always say Birchas Hamazon. So who composed that page? We usually assume that all the Brachas were composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, some crackpot wrote a Nusach HaBracha that doesn't belong in the Siddur? What's going on? So Taisus says, no, it can't be. The last line of the Tevachit. He's not Gervis, the old Bracha Achrein. It's printed in all the Sidurim. How can it be? He doesn't hold from the Bracha Achrein. So he says, no, maybe the only time Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that you say the whole Birchas Hamazon, the Gimel Brachas, when you eat any one of the Shivas Aminim, is only if you eat it B'kviyas. But if you just have a little snack, a little nash, then he's masking that there's a bracha achrein of Ein Sholosh. He's also masking that it belongs in the Siddur. There is such a thing. But if you ate a whole meal, like over here, they all sat down and they ate kosovas. That's all they had to eat. They ate a ton of dates until everybody was full. And then there was a Rabbi Gamliel holds, you got a bench. And all the Shivas Aminim, you ate Kidei Svi, you got a bench. So we paskin, that's the only bench on pras, and he said Ein Sholosh. Because Taisus has this kasha, Taisus has a humorous kasha in the bottom of Taisus. The Gemara has in the last Perikim Sochim, but later on in Brachas, there's a machlokes HaTanan with the Birchas Hamazon Tuna Kois. When you bench, that you have to kiddush and Abdullah, you're supposed to recite over a cup of wine. Shlos Hani Goy, Shlos Hani Yobit, Shlos Hani Ish, and Mavishen Dehne, you don't say over a cup of wine. So some Brachas, yes, some Brachas, no. Kiddush and Abdullah, when you get married, you say a bracha over a cup of wine. When you get divorced, you don't say a bracha over a cup of wine. So Tosis says there's a machlokes HaTanan. What about benching? Are you supposed to recite benching over a cup of wine or not? So Tosis HaTakashin. If you hold like the Tanoim, Birchas Hamazon and Tuna Kais, there are Rishonim and Pasna like that. Birchas Hamazon and Tuna Kais, and you hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that Yayin, you have to say Birchas Hamazon. So if you eat bread, you got a bench, you got a bench halakas. Then when you finish drinking the wine, you got a bench again, halakas. Then when you drink the wine, you got a bench halakas. So how do you have
a...
Oh, so that's what they said, Sansvi. Yeshlaimar, that's what they say. Yeshlaimar is not drinking mikriyas, he's just, he's not drinking so much, he's drinking a loy lugmav. Drinking a loy lugmav. Not eating, not drinking so much wine.
You drink a lot, yeah.
You drink a lot, yeah. Then you have an ASIC. You got a bench again, alakos. Okay. So this interesting kasha that says there. So the Rishani quote on the halachas gedolos, Achidus Nikla, he says when you finish drinking the wine after the meal, you don't have to say Baruch Achrayim after the wine that's covered with the benching, since the Birchas Hamazon belongs to the meal. And you said Birchas Hamazon ala Yayin, so you don't have to say Baruch Achrayim over the wine. It's covered by the benching that you said before. So Tosfos and most of the Rishonim do not assume like that. Our practice is, when we bench halakos, you say Baruch Achrayim after the wine. That's the whole premise of the kasha. But the Bahag is quoted by the Rishonim. Bahag is of the opinion, you don't have to say Baruch Achrayim on the wine, it's covered with the bench. It's covered with the, it's part of the meal. That's the taste. So the Gemara, okay. So believe that tomorrow we'll have to continue here in this month. Or it's going to show that it must be a misprint in the Bryce. It can't read straight. The way it says is a mistake. Yeah, tomorrow we have to finish this Gemara. We have to do the Tosfos HaKoseis. God love you.
The bag is only one if you can clean your clothes.